Guess who's next?
Our
man, Ed Magic.
Now, this ain't Ed Magic.
No, let me see if I can find him.
Yeah,
hold
yeah,
on.
This ain't Ed Magic.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi, this is Ed Magic.
Oh, my gosh. He made it.
Hold on for a second, Liz. Let me check.
Hold on a minute. Is that the man on the phone?
Is this Ed Magic?
Is this this is the Ed Magic of TV?
I was about to say, this is an Ed Magic impersonator. But no, it's really me.
You know you was high on our hit list. Matter of fact, you were number one on our hit list.
Well, you're no longer number one. We got another number one. Well, welcome, Mr. Ed.
Well, thank you. Gee. You got to give me the Mr. Ed thing, you know. I'm gonna have my horse, you know. Of course.
Well, it's kind of that theme tonight, now that you're bringing that up. Because one of our other guests, well, anyway, if you listen to the show, you'll find out all about her. She's fabulous. But anyway, so what's happening in your neck of the woods, Mr. Magic?
Well, in my neck of the woods, lots of great things are happening.
Do tell.
Yes. Well, I just recently, actually yesterday I videotaped something for a good friend of mine. His name is Marcus Fly.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a program called Drama in the Middle, which is a program to engage school-aged kids, usually like elementary school kids, into the arts, the performing arts. So he put on a play, West Side Story.
Wow.
And so I videotaped that for him yesterday. And it was actually pretty interesting. I did some behind the scenes interviews of the child actors, and they had a lot of fun things to say about acting and working with the other kids, and they talked a little bit about their parents but mostly about the acting, you know, how fun it is to pretend that you're somebody else and
mm-hmm.
be believable and things like that. So it was pretty enlightening for me, and of course the kids had a great time at the play, and basically the audience were children, 4th and 5th graders. And
oh, wow.
So everybody was well received, and it was a lot of fun.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that was actually held at a fairly large venue in Hollywood, the Celebrity Center, and that was just one of the events. Then over the weekend, within the last, I'd say, 5 days, there have been a lot of events. Of course, there were the MTV Video Movie Awards or something like that.
Right.
That was a pretty shock for Eminem and a few other people there at the awards ceremony. Of course, I think you all know about that by now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But over the weekend, I did manage to go to a couple of the gifting suites, and I met up with Warren G., the guy that produced and recorded Regulator.
The Regulators, of course.
Yes. So Warren G., I got a fairly candid but brief interview with him at one of the gifting suites there. It's actually a gifting suite by Trace Generations, or Trace Generaciones, if you want to put the Latino spin on it.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was pretty interesting. I also saw Chris Reed there. Chris Reed is Kid from Kid and Play. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, I know him back in the day.
Right. Yeah, he used to have the high top fro, and
yeah.
Of course he's got the fro. He's doing comedy now, and of course he's still in the music business, so I did get an interview with him.
Very cool. He's been a busy man.
Yeah, you know, and then I was over at the Crest up in Hollywood, I think it was Thursday, for an event put on by Nick Ferrara. And he goes by the event was called Ridiculous. Because I guess that everything that Nick is doing is kind of ridiculous right now. So
that's pretty funny. Well, you're a busy man, Mr. Ed Magic.
Yeah.
Well, the things you filmed this weekend with your buddy, could that be viewed on your website, or where would people be able to watch that?
Well, right now I gave him the tapes, but I will probably get them back at a later date, and I will be able to put clips of that on there. I've done a few things with him. He's actually put on plays like Alice in Wonderland, Annie, and and then also and then this one, this last one. I was about to say, though, at the Reniculus event, which actually was a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of America, I met Suge Knight there.
Uh-oh.
So we got an interview with Suge Knight.
Wow.
I don't know how well it turned out, because I was behind the camera. I wasn't actually talking, so, but I will find out later on this week, and I'll let everybody know by posting it up on my website.
Well, that's cool. So Ed, how did you get involved in all this, Ed Magic TV? Have you been around doing this for long, or?
Believe it or not, I don't know. I guess, no. Back in October 2006, my job left me. They actually I wasn't laid off, you know. It was like job just picked up and left.
Wow.
And they literally moved out of the state, and I decided not to move with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had difficulty finding a job, so I said, well, let me rekindle a TV program that I was doing before, which was called Ed Magic's Talent Showcase.
Wow.
Talent Showcase was a talent type of a show where I actually was on camera and I interviewed local talent, film producers, directors, musicians, performing artists, artists, dancers, et cetera, singers, rappers. And, you know, we showed their performances and what have you. And that lasted a little while, but I wanted to rekindle that, but I said, you know, this is 2007 or actually 2006. That's when I did it. 2006, you know, October 2006, and I said, let me put a spin on it. I'm going to do a little bit more variety. So I said, I'm going to include a little bit of reality TV, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of red carpet stuff, and lots of interviews from various people in the community. And so that's how it's grown.
I think that's so exciting. I mean, you went back to an earlier idea, dream, interest that you had, and then you came back to it, and you've stuck with it, and now look at it. It's quite getting to be quite popular.
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm loving it. I think this is really something that I want to do for the rest of my life. Oddly enough, the job that I was doing before, which was computer programming, I was doing that pretty much for most of my life, and I enjoyed that quite a bit, too.
I love this.
Man,
isn't that cool? Who knew?
That's awesome. Do you have any particular interview that stands out that you enjoyed doing the most, or you just view them all about the same?
Well, I don't know. I've had some pretty interesting ones, and one, of course, you know, I don't do the interviews, most of the interviews myself. I mean, I'm usually behind the camera, but the one that was the most interesting and probably has the most hits now was the one with Rick Ross, which I put out uncut, uncensored, just raw, and that's one of the few that I actually did that with, because that particular video clip or interview, Rick Ross really went off on a tangent. I'm not sure exactly where his mind was when he did the interview, but in fact, he got actually upset at the interviewer and tried to, I guess, school him or just really make him feel bad.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was. But we did learn that side of Rick Ross and what kind of person he really is, at least on camera there at that interview.
Right. I saw the eerie one of David Carradine.
Yes.
That was bizarre. I came across that on your website, and it was kind of eerie watching.
You know, the circumstances surrounding that. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, I put that one up there only because I had it, and I hadn't posted it before. And, you know, I tape so much stuff, really, I do. I have taped probably close to 3,000 hours of footage in the last 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't possibly seem to be able to post all of the video that I shoot. I have some other footage of some people that have since deceased.
Yeah.
And I'm still holding on to that footage, but yeah, that David Carradine, he was a really interesting gentleman, and I'm sorry that he left us.
That was a shocker for sure.
What other projects do you have in the works right now?
Wow. Well, I'm glad you asked that.
All right, hurry up in 1 minute. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, 1 minute. Okay, 60 seconds. Well, I'm going to be... All right, I'll slow it down just a little bit. I am working on producing a television show that involves celebrities and interviewing celebrities. And that's going to be a little bit different from Ed Magic TV in that it's going to be specifically celebrity-oriented. And the interviews will be longer, pretty much like the David Faustino interview that we had recently. Or like the Slick Rick the Ruler interview. You know, more on the level of a 10 to 12 interview, 12-minute interview.
Sure.
And we'll have some new capabilities because I have access to a really nice studio now. So
nice.
We will be having some really top quality television for you in the near
future. So what's the website where the people can look you up?
Okay. Well, the website that has most of my videos, or at least a preview of my videos, is edmagictv.com. That's edmagictv.com. So that's edmagic with a K, tv.com. And if you're kind of lazy and you don't want to do the .com thing, then you can just go to edmagic with a K, .tv.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I also have MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. In fact, if you Google Ed Magic with a K, then you'll see a lot of things pop up.
I did that, and a whole bunch of stuff came up.
Awesome.
You're famous. You're all over the internet.
I'm working on it, you know.
Well, you keep going like this, and you will be.
Yeah.
I left you off the hit list. That's what I'm happy about.
Well, you know, I think you should do that immediately, sir, because, you know, because Ed Magic is worldwide, I have people all over the world that support Ed Magic. And if they find out that you have me on your hit list...
We'll be in deep trouble, Manny.
Ed, if you didn't come on tonight, then...
He definitely would have been on the hit list.
Ed Magic as we know it, so let's all rejoice that that's not going to be the case.
Yay!
Hey, I'm not suggesting any harm will come to you. I mean, I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh, no, I'm suggesting harm would have come to you.
Well, listen, it's
only
a real honor to have you on, Ed. We've been looking forward to talking to you a lot.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate having you both interview me or talk to me and the whole
thing.
We're
going to keep tabs on you, Mr. Magic.
You know, Manny, I know another Manny that could probably do some damage. And his name is Pacquiao.
Well, we don't want to talk about no damage.
He's a tough dude. You're right about that. I don't want no parts of Mr. Pacquiao.
Yeah, but anyway, I really appreciate you spending time with me tonight.
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking the time out.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time out. Stay in touch, okay?
I definitely want to
hear how you're doing.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
have a good night.